Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Summertime, 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 summertime. It's summertime.
And it's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Roads were jammed and packed airports set records over the Memorial Day weekend. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports from Phoenix Sky Harbor.
With the 45.1 million people, AAA expected to travel at least 50 miles over the Memorial Day holiday, severe weather dampened some travel plans as millions were making their way back home.
It was slightly delayed. It was a plane that arrived a little bit late, so about 30, 40 minutes.
In the Dallas area, storms on Monday led to more than 600 flight delays and over 100 cancellations. While Houston's airport saw more than half of its flights delayed, and thunderstorms continued in Denver, delaying more than 500 flights there, with some more than 3 hours late.
11 people were injured, including two children, when a boat exploded near a popular sandbar in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This man helped with the rescue.
He was saying, save me, please don't let me die.
Dozens of people, including children, injured when a man drove a minivan into spectators at a victory parade honoring the winners of the country's premier soccer league championship. Police are trying to figure out why they've ruled out terrorism in England. Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
There's now an ongoing investigation. I'm being kept updated, talking frequently to the Mayor, Steve Rotherham. But as I say, my thoughts and the thoughts of the whole country will be with everybody in Liverpool today.
Police in the South have rounded up three more inmates who busted out of jail in New Orleans almost a week and a half ago. They found one in Baton Rouge. The other two,
Leo Tate and Jermaine Donald, were arrested 400 miles away in Texas after a high-speed chase.
CBS's Katie Weiss, a total of 10 escaped from jail through a hole they carved out behind a toilet. Two are still missing. A California lawmaker is urging the FCC to follow through with plans to modernize a warning system that would help people faced with natural disasters like the recent wildfires.
4 months ago, the FCC was set to implement an order to update the federal emergency alert system so that the alerts were delivered in more than a dozen languages. But the Trump administration still hasn't budged on it. California Representative Nanette Diaz-Berrigan sent a letter to the FCC expressing deep concern about the delay that she was told was because of the president's regulatory freeze. But Trump critics say the program is on hold because of the president's disdain for immigrants. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Billie Eilish, the star of the American Music Awards on CBS.
Artist of the Year. This is so crazy. I feel speechless.
She won all seven categories she was nominated for. Dow futures up 573. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Milwaukee man died and a Racine man was injured after a two-vehicle crash in Caledonia Sunday afternoon. Police say the Milwaukee driver crossed the center line on Northwestern Avenue and hit the Racine man's truck. The Racine driver has since been released from the hospital. The crash is under investigation. We're trying to learn more about a biker's condition after a serious motorcycle crash in Kenosha County last night. The victim was flown to the hospital. The crash happened at County Highway JI&W. A Vietnam War veteran and a longtime Kenosha educator has been named Kenosha County's first Veteran of the Year. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says Milt Dean's decades of service to veterans and the community earned him the honor. It'll be presented Friday at the Veterans Appreciation Summer Picnic. Batteries for a 6-foot drone sparked a house fire in Kenosha County late last week. The home was destroyed. Fire officials are telling people that they should charge large lithium-ion batteries outdoors and to watch for signs of damage. That fire in Brighton was traced to overheating batteries. And Racine's renamed Haymarket opens this Thursday, bringing fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square. The downtown event will run every other week from 4 to 7. There's more details available on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The Crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save, and lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-60s and a bit cooler upper 50s by the lake this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. A few showers tonight, low of 49 tomorrow. Cloudy with some rain and a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
I'm trying to be a good boyfriend, so recently my girl took me to a street fair, right? You guys been to those things, you know, they close off the block, there's like shawarma, there's stuff made out of buttons, you know? People with no teeth are making keychains. It's like a typical girlfriend idea. It sucks, and it's gonna take all Saturday, right? She's like all excited, like swinging my arm. This is gonna be great. I'm like praying for lightning, you know? That was brutal. So we came up to this first table we come up to. There's this big table and nothing but homemade jewelry, right? Homemade jewelry. There's like twigs. There's like macaroni, right? It was junk. It was like a table of junk, but she loves it. She's like, do you like these earrings? Do you think these are nice? I just want to be like, no. If they were nice, they'd be in a store, all right? There'd be a roof. Some sort of structure would be built around this. The guy selling it would be wearing shoes. You know, it's junk, right? But I'm trying not to be a jerk, so I'm like, no, you know what? It's really nice. I'm going to go get some air. You know, we're outside. I think there's more air to be had.
The sun's rising. The coffee's burning. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Mama didn't lie, she didn't lie. Mama didn't lie, she didn't lie. Here comes that boy at the springs, making eyes at me again. Do
Jan Bradley, Mama Didn't Lie. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Yesterday, I was at the cemetery in Union Grove for their annual salute to veterans, those who passed away. The American Legion does a salute there. And we're walking through the cemetery, as we always do, looking at some of the names you recognize. Frank Lamping is buried there. Frank Lamping was a big historian in Union Grove. And he also is in the Green Bay Packer Fan Hall of Fame because he was such a big fan. They put him in there. And on his grave, he's got a beautiful stone with him and his wife. Etched in the background is Lambeau Field. And he's got a Green Bay Packer helmet, Go Packers, all that stuff right next to him. The next grave over is a guy named Richard Kasperwitz. He's got Minnesota Viking stuff all over his grave. A big sign saying, Go Vikings. So you got the Packers and the Vikings for eternity next to each other. I'm going to be buried right in back of them, right in front of them, actually. Thinking of maybe Go Jets or something like that. My tombstone. 8:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Ah, feels like Groundhog Day, doesn't it? Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, cause you got me, and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. So we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat full low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaking from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
What an artist. Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers, lows 50 tonight. Looks like early showers tomorrow, then cloudy the rest of the day with a high near 56. 54 degrees and sunny right now right here at Radio Park where it's 818. Back in 2022, a university in Shanghai, China moved its mandatory swimming test online because of the COVID outbreak. Students had to send in videos of themselves pretending to swim in their rooms. And that's how they got their grades in swimming. Hey, it's time for Pete and the Beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain. And they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Thing star is adding her husband, Aaron, into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her.
Larry Del Shannon's 824 local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. You know, people online are debating the things everyone just pretends to enjoy, and somehow other people's kids was not the most popular answer. Here's some of the best responses. LinkedIn, high heels, family Christmas and Thanksgiving gatherings. Really? We've been faking that all these years? Edible arrangements, cold plunges in the ice. I mean, those people on New Year's Eve don't, New Year's Day don't like to do that at the lakefront. Running, small talk, voluntarily waking up at 5 in the morning, try 4:30 in the morning. Gender reveal parties, of course, they're talking about those who survived gender reveal parties. And Twitter or X or whatever it's called today, people are just faking that they like it. All right. Other people's kids didn't make the list, huh? It's 826 local news, timeless hits at WRJM with the king of rock and roll. I love this. Kentucky Rain. Here's Elvis.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph, just some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking to go on vacation with your dog? There's a new airline called Bark Air. It's a luxury airliner for dogs. Now, there are only a few destinations so far, and it's pretty expensive. The dogs are pampered with plenty of space, along with treats, earmuffs, and beverages, including a dog-friendly champagne, even dog coffee. Get ready for this. Hold on to your leash for this one. Domestic flights cost $6,000 for a dog and one human companion. So if you got an extra $6,000 laying around and you really, really love your dog and you think your dog needs a vacation, there you go. It's 829 WRJN. Let's check news of the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about the condition of a biker flown away from a Kenosha County crash last night. At around 6, Flight for Life was called following a motorcycle crash at County Highway J.I. and W. The victim was found barely breathing and bleeding heavily. Fire and rescue units from Wheatland, Randall, and Twin Lakes responded. A Vietnam War veteran and a longtime educator has been named Kenosha County's first ever Veteran of the Year. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says Milt Dean's decades of service to veterans, youth, and the community made him the clear choice for the new annual award. It'll be presented in person at Friday's Veterans Appreciation Summer Picnic. That's being held at the Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park. And Racine's Haymarket opens this week.
The renamed Downtown Market Experience kicks off Thursday, bringing fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square. The event runs every other week from 4 to 7. There's more on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-60s and a bit cooler upper 50s by the lake this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. A few showers tonight, low of 49 tomorrow. Cloudy with some rain and a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
I get a little tired of products that can't think of, like one word for their name. So what they do is put a whole sentence in their name. I'll give you an example, like I can't believe it's not butter. You know, or like, gee, your hair smells terrific, you know, like, isn't that a bad trend? Because if everything was like that, it would be like, new from the makers of ramen noodles. It's help. I can't afford dinner. It's a little different.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Something they didn't understand. Target all the women in the palm of my hand. And I told them, treat her like the lady.
Treat her like
the best you can do.
You gotta
treat her like a lady. She's giving to you, Lord. Look and seek. You know what I mean. I know you've heard that the woman
will
soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't worth it to. So you ought to
treat her like
the lady. The best you can do.
You gotta
treat her like a lady. She's giving to you. What I mean, oh, you got to love her,
tease her,
but most of all, you got to please her, you got to hold her, and
warn her,
and make her feel you'll always need her, you know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her, so make her feel that she's real, and she'll give you happiness. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
the lady. So
actually,
I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord, look and see. I mean, oh, you gotta
treat her like
the lady.
Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose, Treat Her Like a Lady. Local news, Sambliss Hits at WRJN. It's 8:34. How do you wake up in the morning? You let your phone alarm wake you up? Maybe a real alarm clock? In the early 1900s, before alarm clocks were popular, people in England would hire people to knock on their windows with a pole to wake them up. And don't laugh at that. Because when I first got into radio back in the early 70s, I was going to Hofstra University at the same time. So I was a station janitor from 4 until 8 p.m. at night. Then I used to work on the air from midnight to 6 a.m. and go to school all day long. So about 6:30, I got to the university parking lot, and I had arrangements with different people, depending what day it was, to walk by and knock on my car window to wake me up because I slept in this, driver's seat. And I had everyone knocking on my window to wake me up in the morning. And then during the daytime, when I had a time, an hour and a half between classes, I'd go to the library. Now, we had two libraries at the university, a regular one and the silent library where you couldn't talk at all. And I used to park my butt on a couch in the back of the library, and I made a deal with the librarian to wake me up. She used to come by and say, it's time to get up. so I wouldn't be late for class. This is before they had cell phones. You know, cell phones weren't around back then. So that's how I used to wake up in the morning. Not far from what they did in England with knocking on the window to wake you up. That's how I went to college for several years. Just I arranged with people to wake me up. That's how you do it. I didn't pay them. I just made arrangements for them to do it. Cow sales, rain the park, and other things now.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. Oh, I don't know just why. She simply caught my eye. I love the flower. She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my heart. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. The sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
I'm not good.
I want to hold your hand. It's 8:41, local news. Time to sit to WRGN. Cloudy, highs in the mid-60s today. Chance of showers, lows 50 tonight. Early showers tomorrow. Cloudy with a high near 56. Can't complain. We have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday were perfect, so don't complain about a little rain. Currently sunny, 54 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, this could come in handy. There's a new search engine that strips AI junk from Google results. Some people swear by AI. About this person. This person wanted to know how to keep cheese from sliding off the pizza sauce on your pizza. This is what AI recommended. Non-toxic glue. Still feel comfortable with AI, huh? There was one story, too, where the AI told this guy to get into the microwave to dry off, and they was going to start it on him. Wow. 8:41.
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. As I remember, what a night. Oh, what a night. You know, I didn't even know her name. But I was never gonna be the same. What a
Seasons, December 63, oh, what a night. It's 8:45. What am I talking about? 8:45, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I have some money stories here for you. Kind of hard to believe, but the TSA makes almost $1 million a year just from loose change people leave behind at security. I get this. Would you really forget about this much cash? Some guy on TikTok says he was going through his old PlayStation games when he opened one up and found $1,000 he had hidden there when he was younger. How do you forget about $1,000? I don't forget about $2 when I hide it. This guy's forgetting about $1,000.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit racineyachtclub.org for more info.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
damn it, boy, I'm going to marry Darlene Love from the Crystals. Hey, we're ready to enjoy Racine's famous North Beach again. And this year, we're teaming up with Racine's Beachside Oasis to keep the summer fun hot all season. The Oasis is opening Tuesday through Sunday and has good food, live music, even yoga. In between the activities, you'll hear one of the timeless hits of all time from WRJN. So make sure the summer fun this year is at Racine's Beachside Oasis on North Beach and make it fun. With WRJN, of course, right?
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, cause you know the words I'm mixing in. I know that you've been cheating.
jam's kind of a drag. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Finally, if you think you're young, someone posted a list of 40 things, and if you did any of them growing up, you're officially old. You ever rewind a cassette tape with a pencil? How about printing out directions on MapQuest? How about hearing someone yell, "Get off the internet. I need to use the phone." Yes, yes, and yes. That makes me officially old. All right. Hey, coming up tomorrow morning, we've got a good show for you. We're going to be talking to Nell Minow for part two of the summer movie season. She's the movie mom. And Mayor Corey Mason, the Racine mayor, is going to be in here at 7:30 tomorrow morning as well. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6. Dan Marcus coming up next with his Wax Museum. Kurt Bowman at 2 o'clock today. Got Brewers baseball after that. But right now, I've got the Bee Gees. The Love Somebody. Local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM and 1400 AM, WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light, that never shone on me. I want my life to be live. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody the way I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Futures markets are making big moves this morning after President Trump announced he's holding off on new 50% tariffs on products made in the EU. Correspondent Willie James Inman.
The White House is saying they're going to delay this. Now we'll see those tariffs maybe go into effect on July 9th, at least for now. That gives a little bit more time for those conversations to take place. And both sides say they're essentially speeding up those talks.
Dow futures up 495. NAS futures ahead 304. President Trump is making new threats against Harvard. CBS News confirms he's planning to cancel all remaining federal contracts with the university a day after he said he was pulling $3 billion in grants from what he called the very anti-Semitic college in hopes of redirecting it to trade schools. A crypto king from Kentucky may not have acted alone in the alleged kidnap and torture of an Italian businessman.